Today is April 1st. In the old days, I mean before the war, it was a day of jokes and fun. Now we all are not up to the jokes, but funny stories happen even in the darkest of times. And today seems to be the perfect day to tell such a story, the story of Lloyd. We have to start from afar. As you remember, I accompany foreign journalists to several objects in Kyiv, directly or indirectly related to the defense of the city. One of these facilities is a makeshift kitchen, which prepares food for those Kyivans who cannot take care of themselves, for the elderly, people with disabilities and orphans. The people who work in these kitchens are volunteers. No one receives money for working there. On the contrary, they invest their own to buy food, to pay for fuel for cars that deliver food to addresses, to pay bills for water and electricity. There are about a dozen people who work there. Some are busy in the kitchen all day. Some come in the morning before the main work or in the evening at the end of this work. I know all these people, even if not by name, then by sight for sure. And suddenly, on one of the visits, a stranger is found among the crowd of familiar people. An energetic young man in a t-shirt with the emblem of the rock band Clutch, throwing carrots and potatoes in the pots. His actions anger one of the women who oversees the cooking. "Well, what are you doing? I already threw a carrot. Are you a fool?" she shouts at him in Ukrainian. The guy looks around in confusion and, obviously not understanding why he is being scolded, quietly apologizes in English. "Who is this?" I ask the kitchen workers. "And where did he come from?" "This is Lloyd," says one of the volunteers. "He is either from England or from America. I picked him up a few days ago at the train station. He stood very confused and did not know where to go. I understand that he wants to help Ukraine. Well, I brought him here. Let him clean the vegetables and sweep the floor." Lloyd turned out to be American, a Texan from Houston who decided to go to Ukraine shortly after we were attacked by the Russians. In a difficult way, from Texas he flew to Qatar, from there to Austria, and then by land he got to Poland and crossed the Ukrainian border. Lloyd first got to Lviv. This is a beautiful old city in the very west of the country, fantastically beautiful and sincere. But Lloyd spent only one day in it. He hurried to Kyiv, got a train ticket, and went to the capital. In Kyiv, at the station, people from the kitchen picked him up. Lloyd went to Kyiv for a reason. He wanted to join a foreign legion, a formation that recruits volunteers from all over the world who are ready to help Ukraine to defend its freedom and independence. First of all, people with combat experience who know how and love to fight come to the legion. And Lloyd is just that type of guy. He served 10 years in the US Marine Corps and would like his knowledge and skills to be useful in Ukraine. But from the very beginning, everything went wrong for him. For a long time, he could not find the contacts of the people from the Legion, and when he found it, it turned out that somebody slipped him the number of the person who only boasted that he was related to the Legion, but in fact, he turned out to be an imposter. In general, instead of fighting, the Texan cleans the kitchen and pours extra carrots into the soup. The only military man with whom the people who sheltered him had to deal is me. In general, as you understand, now I am also responsible for the fate of a veteran of a US Marine Corps. Now I'm doing my best trying to find the right unit for him, consulting with knowledgeable people while Lloyd himself continues to get on the nerves of potato peelers and soup cookers. True, every day he manages to fulfill kitchen duties better and better. He even began to get a clear pleasure from his work. I am afraid that when a suitable place for him is found, Lloyd may not want to join the army because he will be so involved in his new kitchen life.